This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Two more people were killed as thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators took to the streets again Tuesday in Myanmar's largest city, Yangon, and several other towns to oppose military rule of the country since February's first coup. Myanmar security forces have since killed more than 500 civilians, according to the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners. Three of the country's armed ethnic rebel groups, meanwhile, made a joint statement Tuesday threatening the junta with retaliation if it does not stop killing protesters. The U.S. State Department has ordered the departure of non-essential diplomats from Myanmar amid the crackdown on protesters since the country's military coup began. Daily rallies across Myanmar by unarmed demonstrators demanding the restoration of the elected government and the release of civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi have been met with tear gas, rubber bullets, and even live rounds. A State Department spokesperson said the order departure status will be reviewed in 30-day increments. The U.S., Britain, and the EU have all imposed sanctions in response to the coup and crackdown, but so far, diplomatic pressure has not persuaded the generals to ease off. More actions have been announced by the White House in response to criticism that President Joe Biden is not sufficiently responding to a surge in hate incidents against Asian Americans. Among the announcements Tuesday, a White House initiative on Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders is being reinstated and expanded. It was initially established during the administration of President Bill Clinton. The White House is also allocating $50 million for the AAPI Survivors of Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault for Multi-Agency Initiative. Via remote,